How do you keep your business growing without spinning out of control? If you're feeling that tension now, this episode's for you.
But I am the world's biggest super fan.
You're like a super fan.
Welcome to the Business Superfans Podcast. We will discuss how establishing business superfans from customers, employees, and business partners can elevate your success exponentially. Learn why these advocates are a key factor to achieving excellence in the world of commerce. This is the Business Superfans Podcast with your host, Freddie D.
Ready!
Welcome back to Freddie D's Take. I'm Frederick Dudek. Most people call me Freddie D. We're in the middle of a special five-part series called The Prosperity Pathway, designed to help professional and trade service-based business owners move from struggle to freedom by creating business superfans. So far, we've covered day one, ignition, the struggle stage, and day two, traction, the stabilization stage. Today is day three, acceleration, the growth stage, where referrals and reviews start compounding, profits improve, and you're beginning to step back from the daily grind. After this week, expect new Freddie D Take episodes every Monday and interviews throughout the week. Let's dive in. Growth is exciting, but it can also be messy. You're getting more referrals, reviews are stacking up, profits are moving in the right direction. But with growth comes complexity. If you don't build structure now, the very thing you've worked for can turn into chaos. Have you ever had one of those weeks where business feels busier than ever, but you're not sure you're actually making progress? That's the early sign that you're in acceleration. Here's how you know you're there. Referrals and reviews are compounding, but unpredictably. Profits are improving, but margins still feel shaky. You've stepped back slightly from the front line, but you're still pulled back in often. Growth feels exciting and disorganized at the same time. Emotionally, you're proud of the progress, but nervous about dropping the ball. You're optimistic, yet worried you're losing control. Sound familiar? Stay with me, because this is a stage where the right systems separate sustainable growth from burnout. Acceleration is a stage where momentum really kicks in. Clients are coming from referrals, reviews are building credibility, cash flow's improving. But if you're not careful, the business starts to wobble, because more moving parts without structure equals risk. This is where you create scalable structure, and that means four big plays. First, build your referral and reviews engine. Stop treating referrals like a happy accident. Make them a system, automate review requests, and incentivize referrals and bake consistency into how new business flows in. Second, strengthen your financial foundation. Lock in profitable pricing and stable cash flow. Growth means nothing if every new client squeezes your margin. Third, develop a leadership layer. At this stage, you can't be the only decision maker. Start grooming managers or serious contractors to own outcomes. Even give a VA ownership of one process builds leadership muscle. And fourth, leverage AI and automation. This is your multiplier. Automate repetitive work across sales, marketing, scheduling, and operations. Free your team from manual bottlenecks so they can focus on what actually drives growth. And don't forget your ecosystem. Employees, contractors, suppliers, partners, they all need to be aligned. Growth is about more than just more customers. It's about strengthening the entire ecosystem so it scales with you. Here's where the Superfans framework shines. In acceleration, four pillars of the Superfans framework do the heavy lifting. Propel. Expand your referral and review engine. Referrals shouldn't be random. They should be predictable. Finance. Protect your margins and lock in profitability pricing. Without this, growth is just busyness. Unite. Develop your first leadership or management layer. Even a trusted contractor or VA can take ownership of key decisions. And automate. Automate repetitive tasks across sales and operations, from proposal follow-ups to review responses, scheduling, and project tracking. Get these right, and growth shifts from messy to manageable. Here's what healthy acceleration looks like. Within 7 days, draft your referral and review playbook. Decide exactly how you'll request, track, and showcase social proof. Within 30 days, implement at least one margin protection strategy. Adjust pricing, renegotiate with the supplier, or trim waste. Within 90 days, referrals and reviews should generate 20 to 30% of new business. Two or three workflows should be automated, and you should be spending about 20 to 25% of your time and strategy instead of firefighting. Picture that for a moment. The phone keeps ringing, systems are humming, and your team handles the details, and you finally have time to think big again. And remember, time waits for no one. Growth is either structured or it slips into chaos. Your competitors aren't waiting, and neither should you. Your action step for today is simple. Write down your referral and review process in detail. Decide when you'll ask, how you'll ask, and where you'll showcase these reviews. Then test it with one customer this week. Build the engine before the momentum passes you by. That's day three of the Prosperity Pathway series, episode 153 of Freddie D's Take, From Growth to Control, How to Turn Acceleration into Momentum. Tomorrow we'll move into day four, expansion, the prosperity stage, where consistent revenue, strong culture, and systemized advocacy become the norm. And hey, I'd love to hear from you. What stood out from today's episode? Which pillar will you focus on first? Leave a comment, DM me, or share this episode with another business owner who's growing fast and needs some structure. If you want to accelerate growth without losing control, schedule your free 30-minute Prosperity Pathway discovery call at prosperitypathway.chat. And here's the difference. You're not just meeting with me, you're tapping into my Business Accelerator Collective, a global network of 175-plus experts I've personally vetted through the podcast. Whether it's scaling referrals, protecting margins, or building your leadership team, if I can't help you directly, I know somebody who can. This is your shortcut to clarity, accountability, and resources most owners never access. Thanks for listening to Freddie D's Take. And if you found value in today's episode, make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss the rest of this series and all the new insights coming your way each week. Remember, one action, one stakeholder, one superfan closer.
We hope you took away some useful knowledge from today's episode of the Business Superfans Podcast. Join us on the next episode as we continue guiding you on your journey to achieve flourishing success in business.